It's from Big Bible Storybook. And the title of the reading is called An Evening Visitor. Nicodemus was a very clever and important person. Nicodemus had heard about Jesus and the things he was teaching people about God. He wanted to find out for himself if they were true. Nicodemus wanted to ask Jesus lots of questions. But not everyone liked Jesus. What if people see me talking to Jesus? Nicodemus said. What will they think? Nicodemus had an idea. He went to see Jesus secretly one night. No one will see me when it's dark, he thought. I know God has sent you, Nicodemus said to Jesus. And I know you could not do all the wonderful things you do unless God is with you. But there are some things I don't understand. Jesus told Nicodemus how much God loves everyone. You need to become part of God's special family, he said. Then Nicodemus went home. He had lots to think about.
For our second reading. The reading comes from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 3, beginning at verse 16. I don't know if it's going to appear on the screen or not. I've got a different version to your Bible, so I can't tell you what page it's on, I'm afraid. But I don't think my version is radically different. Well, one hopes not, anyway. So that's John 3, beginning at verse 16. This is how God showed his great love for the world. He gave his only Son so that everyone who believes in him would not be lost, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world. He did not send him to judge the world guilty, but to save the world through him. People who believe in God's Son are not judged guilty, but people who do not believe are already judged because they have not believed in God's only Son. They are judged by this fact. The light has come into the world, but they did not want the light. They wanted darkness, because they were doing evil things. Everyone who does evil hates the light. They will not come to the light because the light will show all the bad things they have done. But anyone who follows the true way comes to the light. Then the light will show that whatever they have done was done through God. This is the word of the Lord.
Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are the light. And we pray this morning that we would see your light shining in us and through us, and that you would help illuminate those areas and places in our lives this morning that you want to bring your light to. Amen. Amen. So, I have a question for everybody as we set off, and I have a wonderful volunteer who's going to come on up and grab this microphone so that you can give me your answers. So, everyone here is included. No one is going to get away from this. So, thank you, Josh. So, my question this morning for you, and I'll give you a chance to think first before I send Josh to you, is what is the brightest thing you can think of? What is the brightest thing you can think of? So, yes, Josh, go for it.
God.
Oh, God. Okay, so hang on. Well, let's hold up. So God, hands up if you also thought God. Well, okay, nobody else. So, if you had something other than God, could you put your hand up and we will come to you? So, a couple of people.
The sun.
The sun. Hands up, anybody else thought of the sun? Okay, marvellous, marvellous. I'll be honest, when I was thinking about it, that was one of my answers as well. Okay, so, anybody got anything different from God and the sun?
The Orion Nebula.
Ooh, the Orion Nebula. There we go, upping the ante. There is young Gabriel Sinclair. So, anybody else, apart from Gabriel, did they think of the Orion Nebula? Anyone else think of the Orion Nebula? Oh no, just you there, Gabriel. Okay, anybody got anything different from God, the sun, the Orion Nebula? I'm trying to work out if we're getting more bright or less bright.
Candle.
A candle. Oh, did anybody else think a candle? No, okay, no. Okay, let's go for one more answer. Anybody different from God, the Sun, the Orion Nebula, or a candle? Let's go towards the back, Josh. Let's go right up the back. You could even, if you want, go to your mum. I don't mind. You could ask your mum.
Of course.
So if he now blanks you, it's not my fault.
The full moon.
The full moon. Oh, very good. So did anybody else maybe contemplate the full moon, or maybe just the moon in general? No, okay, so that means if you haven't yet put your hand up, I'm going to assume that you thought of something different and that you didn't just not think of anything and think you could get away with it. So whether you came up with one answer that we've already had or you didn't, it's a very interesting thing, isn't it? Thinking about what the brightest thing you can imagine might be. Now, I'll be honest, I can't imagine how bright the Orion Nebula is because I've never seen it. And it's very hard to imagine the brightness of something that you've never seen. I think we all here have seen the sun. I hope we have. I hope nobody's been a shut-in all their life and has never seen the sun or has only ever gone out on a cloudy day. We've probably all seen a full moon as well. And hopefully we're going to get to see one of those in a few weeks' time if it's not cloudy. And if nobody here has ever seen a candle, well, you're in luck. Because I have a candle. In fact, we have several candles. So that we can all see what a candle looks like, in case you perchance haven't seen one, we're going to light one. Health and safety conscious, no paper catching fire. There we go. So, Yolanda is going to light the candle for us. And the thing that makes the question of what's the brightest thing you can imagine quite interesting is that it slightly depends on your context. If you're thinking about a really bright summer's day, then the brightest thing that you probably imagine is the sun, because it is the brightest thing in the sky. But if you were to think about maybe this room right now, I think the brightest thing in this room are these lights, which are mildly blinding. So for the moment, could we have all the lights down? Is that possible? Hopefully we can do that. There we go. So all those lights are down, and all those lights are down. Okay, so from my point of view at the moment, the brightest thing around us might be the sun, but it is kind of cloudy outside, as Yolanda said. So for a second, what I'd like you to do is just focus on that candle. Either on the screen or right here. And as you stare into it, you may be thinking, oh, actually, that's getting a bit bright. And actually, when things are really dark, even when they're at their darkest, if you're somewhere where actually there is no light whatsoever, most likely either underground or in a closed room with no light sources coming in, even the smallest flame from the tiniest candle can be enough to light up the whole surroundings. Now, from both of our readings this morning, we have heard lots of things, but there are two things in particular that I'm going to mention now. And the first one is that whether we realize it or not, there is darkness around us. Now, we might think that actually it's still fairly light in here because we can still clearly see each other, even though we've turned pretty much all the lights out, and all we really have is the candle, some other lights, and the sunlight coming in. It's still pretty bright. But even though there's no physical light here in this place, there may be some other kinds. Sorry, no physical darkness. There's plenty of physical light. No physical darkness in this place. There might be other kinds of darkness. There might be some spiritual darkness, things that we can't see about the spirits of other people, or even within our own spirit. There might be some emotional darkness, there might be some mental darkness, and these kinds of darknesses are things that we can't see. But the great thing is that there, as well as being darkness, is a light. In the reading, we heard that a light has come into the world. And I'm sure you all know where I'm going with this. But the light isn't just a light like a candle or a light like the sun or maybe even the Orion Nebula. The light is a person, and that is the person of Jesus. And the light has come for a particular reason. That reason isn't just to make things light, but that thing is to save people from the darkness. Jesus' name means the Lord saves, and he was given that name for a particular reason, because he came to save. So this morning, as we think about light and darkness, and particularly the light that Jesus brings, there's one more bright thing I want you to consider. This might be a bright thing that you've never seen before, but maybe this bright thing might be something that you get to see. And I think that one of the brightest things that you can possibly see on this earth is very much like the full moon. And it's the sun in the middle of the day shining off pure white snow. And if you ever see the sun shining off pure white snow, it can be really, really bright. And if you ever spend time in the Arctic or the Antarctic, you have to make sure you basically wear goggles the whole day so that you don't get snowblind. Now, you may see that, you may never see that, but we are like the snow because we are called to reflect the light that is around us, and we're called to reflect the light of Jesus. So as I finish, and as we have a short time of reflecting and thinking and contemplating, I'm going to pray. Lord God, we pray for the darkness that surrounds us. Not so much for the physical darkness, but for the spiritual, mental, and emotional darkness that may be within us, but is also in others and in the world. Lord, we thank you that Jesus came as a light into the darkness. And that we can shine and reflect that light into the darkness that is around us. We pray now that you would come and show us one place where we can reflect your light and illuminate those dark places. Amen.